The Lord bless you, my dear family of Heart Dwellers, especially as we pray for the health of our nation and the world and our president. And I just want to make a brief mention to you. He truly, truly needs our passionate prayers to stay alive. I just got word that he had been poisoned from the water in the White House and had to have his stomach pumped. We have no idea what that man goes through. But I have heard that there have been 25 attempts on his life since he took office, and that's from our military source. Guys, this was done inside the White House by someone close to the president. There are traitors in the White House. Please pray that they will be captured and revealed. In fact, if you remember when the president was handing out sealed envelopes, which I believe were warnings or indictments to people that were gathered together. I can't remember which occasion it was, but he passed envelopes out to certain people. All of them were shadow government people, and Pence was one of the people that he passed an envelope to. So there are traitors right next to the president. Please, please pray that they will be removed and that he'll survive every attempt to assassinate him. Amen. Well, I wanted to share something with you today. I've been spending the first hour of my day in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. What that means is that the consecrated host is in a special device called a monstrance, and the Lord is present under the appearance of bread, and I sit with him, and he and I just spend time together. I love him. I tell him I'm sorry for the things that he's suffered and is suffering over the world. And it's been some of the richest time of my day. He really, really enjoys being with his bride in that way. So my days have changed for the better since I've been doing that. And the Lord asked me to share this with you. There is a most wonderful book put out by a monk called In Sinu Jesu. So that's spelled I-N. In Sinu, S-I-N-U, Jesu, J-E-S-U. And what it is are the conversations this holy monk has been having with the Lord as he sits in adoration. And they are absolutely priceless. I highly recommend that you all get a copy of that book. It really exposes his heart. It's very touching, and everyone here on the refuge has a copy now. Also, I want to mention that at the very end of this message, for those who've been persecuting us, especially the Satanist community in Taos County, I call them friends because the difficulties they create for us only serve to make us go deeper into God, as well as to offer sacrifices for their conversion. Every little thing, every little inconvenience, every little problem, and we have many because we are having to fill out papers on buildings that were already constructed. And I can't tell you what a pain that is. But that pain is going to bear fruit because we are offering it for the very ones that have caused it. And I'm praying for all the witches here near the mountain, but especially two ladies for whom the Lord has given me a very tender heart. One of the ladies is pregnant, and I pray for her safety in this pregnancy. And the other is quite old and hasn't much time left, although she's not aware of that yet. But I pray she will see and hear the truth before it's too late. Ladies, both of you are very dear to my heart, and I truly care about you. Even though you have caused many obstacles to us living here peacefully, you are still held tenderly in our hearts, and we are praying for you. So moving to what the Lord began to say, I want to bring you deeper, Jesus began, into my world, beloved ones. Some of you already have visited that world and have an infused understanding of what it is like. I want you to begin your days with 1 hour of adoration before my presence in the Blessed Sacrament. And I would just like to add here that if you do not have access to the Blessed Sacrament at your church or through ordination, you can still have adoration online. There are different places that have 24-hour adoration online. I think maybe Mother Angelica does. And if none of that works for you, then a photograph of the Blessed Sacrament, and also saying the special prayers that I taught you over the host. You never know what the Lord's going to do. You just don't know. So I encourage you to look to those as options. Jesus continued, "This is where much holiness begins. This is where I delight in seeing your face as you delight in seeing mine. The cost of this gift to you is beyond anything you can imagine. It is too great for you to understand with your naked human minds. It is only through the quickening of my Holy Spirit that you can truly connect with me under the form of the consecrated wafer. It will take time for your sensitivities to reach this rare place of receiving my presence in the host. By the way, as an aside, there are nuns that can tell that there's a consecrated host in the church. Mother Angelica's nuns know when the Lord is present." The Lord continued, "It takes time to cultivate the recognition of my sweet presence, even when you fully believe it is true. Still, the clutter and busyness of your minds occupies your thoughts like a hamster wheel, constantly spinning. Once you connect with me in that place, you are beginning your journey to heaven, where all things joyous and wonderful await you. Yes, I said it. I go to prepare a place for you. And what a place that is. Even the most minute things that bring consolation and joy to your heart, even down to the color of the butterfly's wings, the glow of the firefly, the sparkles that flash as you pet the most loving and tame animals in heaven." By the way, as an aside, in heaven, when the Lord wants to show us something luminescent, he creates a darkness. And that's how we see the luminescence. But in heaven, it's all light and brilliant. He has to do something special to create that so we can see it. Jesus continued, "Yes, in heaven, every creature, no matter how ferocious on earth, will be as tame as a kitten, for all things in heaven are saturated with my love. I have made it so. Even as the days of Adam, all creatures will be free of fear, but longing for affection, because their natures are completely changed into perfection when I bring them home. But you ask, 'Lord, how do I enter heaven?' I say to you that if I live in your heart, I am the door to heaven. That does not mean you should come into adoration to be taken to heaven, although I may do that on certain occasions. I am here in the consecrated host, the Eucharist, to be loved and adored. Please do not seek your own consolation when you come to me. Rather, make up for the terrible sacrileges that are done to my body and blood daily. Console me over the indifference of mankind and the terrible things I must behold each day that Satan destroys humankind and steals eternal light from them. Console me for the poor souls drafted into satanic worship and promised things Satan has no access to. These souls who have been drafted into covens when still a young child, without the powers of reason, have been fed the lies that they will rule in luxury, and their reward for serving him by killing, torturing, and cursing will be wonderful and fulfilling. What they have not grasped as yet is that just as Satan has taught them to lie, steal, and kill, he himself is the consummate liar, thief, and killer. And when he gets them into hell, they will be subjected to tortures unknown on earth, not for a few hours and then death, but for eternity. As each time the body is tortured, everything grows back again and again and again. He has the power to increase riches on earth, but not in the afterlife. Rather, hell is the fiery abode of his miserable self. All the things he has shown and promised to his acolytes are merely empty projections. In the same way they disguise themselves, so Satan creates a fake movie set, which they believe will someday be their palace. It is pitiful beyond your grasp to understand, dear ones, because his servants on earth are rewarded with position, money, cars, women, houses, and whatever they want. They think it will be the same in the spirit world when their physical bodies are interred. But the spirit body, which is thousands of times more affected by pain, will go with them into hell. I have tried to get their attention and their conscience, but years of conditioning, lie after lie after lie, has corrupted their conscience so that they believe evil and power are good. Innocence and virtue are lame, something to be laughed at and scorned. Nonetheless, I have tried to prick their consciences when they reach out their hands to do evil and hurt others. Some, who are not spiritually dead, feel it, and in time may seek forgiveness and fellowship with me. But others are so blind to what they are doing, they reject any thoughts to the contrary. It takes a very special and profound grace to convert a Satanist. If only they could understand that Satan and I are not equals, and I am not the abusive brother, but the loving God that created them, the second person of the Holy Trinity. I came to earth in human form to demonstrate what my love is really all about, and I long to have them return to me in fellowship. I will forgive everything. I only want their happiness in eternity with me. This is why you mustn't retaliate on those who are hurting you, Claire. You must love them from a sincere heart and pray they will not be deceived any longer by the Father of Lies. Pray for their souls to be illuminated, Claire. Pray that the masks and lies of Satan will be ripped away, and they will see with the eyes of the Spirit and receive the infused knowledge of who he really is. They believe that if they kill, steal, torture, and hurt enough souls, they will win Satan's favor. What they do not have the intellect to understand is that just as Satan has taught them to do evil, when they die, he will delight himself in doing even more evil to them. O children of the devil, do you not see that he who has taught you to do evil has no good in him and will torment you forever? You are just his pawn, an ignorant and misguided soul who sought power from the one who hates you to the core. Yes, he hates you because I love you, and he lies to seduce you into the misery he lives in. He can hardly wait to maim you and tear you limb from limb, strip you of skin, laughing hysterically because you were deceived into thinking that he loved you. He is pure evil and consumed totally by hatred. His greatest joy is the betrayal you will feel when his demons drag you into hell. Because you are made in my image, he detests you and has pitted himself against me by hurting you. How I long to see you freed from this bondage but you will not even consider that what I am saying is true. I know everything that's ever been done to you. I know everything you've ever done. I know why you are the way you are, and I long to forgive and heal you of the deep wounds of your life. You have only to ask, and I will begin to work in your life. I will also protect you from the wrath of Satan as he tries to destroy you. I will give you a whole new life because I love you. You have only to say, Jesus, if you really care and love me, reveal the truth. Change my heart, and I will give my life to you. And that's the end of the Lord's message. And I would like to add here that the current TV series called The Chosen does a really accurate job in portraying a real Jesus. I've walked with him for over 33 years, and this is the closest film ever produced that portrays who he really is, his character, his personality, and his disposition. And when you watch this series, you will realize you have nothing to fear from him. He has only good in store for you if you come to him with a repentant heart. The Lord bless you, dear ones, and even those of you who are practicing torment and torture towards the innocent. The Lord loves you. He calls to you. He wants you to return home to him. He created you. And he wants you to come back to him so that he can bless you and raise you up to the stature of who you are truly, truly meant to be.